Brazil has done what the United States has not yet done. Dilma Rousseff has been elected the country's first female president. She won 56% of the vote in the runoff election, easily beating her rival, the Social Democrat. She's a former Marxist guerrilla. She was tortured and imprisoned during Brazil's long dictatorship and known for her very tough demeanor. And joining us now to tell us more about Dilma Rousseff is Rogério Simões, head of BBC Brazil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us more about Dilma Rousseff. As I understand, she has never held elected office before. So has she still had a high profile in the nation?
Well, she was a surprise choice for some 8 years ago. She was handpicked by President Lula to become his energy minister, which at the time was a surprise because she was not well known. And in this 8 years of President Lula's government, she was first energy minister and then chief of staff. And she acquired a lot of power within the government. And Lula, again, then handpicked Dilma to be his successor. And 1 year ago, one could say that most of the country did not know her as a potential candidate, but Lula's support basically made her a very strong candidate. She eventually won, basically helped by President Lula's popularity, which is above 80% at the moment.
Well, and in fact, many people voted for her because they assume that she will continue to carry on the priorities and the policies of President Lula. Is that the case?
Yes, absolutely. People voted for her because she means continuity. She means President Lula's government's achievements to be carried on. That's the expectations of the voters. And of course, she will have to be herself as well. But people do expect that she will maintain at least most of the social the policies in some that reduced poverty in the past 8 years, and the economy is doing well. So people do hope that she will run the economy in the same way. So the people voted for her because they expect basically a similar government to what they've been having in the past 8 years.
Well, certainly in her acceptance speech, she did talk a lot about the same economic policies that Lula has put forward, and she said that lifting Brazilians out of poverty would be her first priority. What evidence do we have, since she has no political record, what evidence do we have that she's on the same page with the former president on other issues?
Well, ideologically, she she has been a very important part of this government, of Lula's government, and she comes from a left-wing background, and she is in favor of a strong state running the economy. And when it comes to foreign policy, for example, we should not expect any major change, although she may not be as active as President Lula has been. For example, President Lula has been trying to play a role even in the Middle East issue, something that perhaps President Dilma would not try to do, but she will probably follow the same path in terms of the ideology that Brazil has been having when it comes to foreign policy.
Rogério Simões is the head of BBC Brazil Services. He joined us from Bush House talking about the newly elected president-to-be in Brazil. Dilma Rousseff will be the country's first female president, won 56% of the vote in the runoff. Thank you so much, Rogério.